Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
The greatest miracles are, of course, Krishna's pastimes, where he constantly defies the natural laws of this world. And today, all of Braj is in a great celebration because it's the day where Krishna lifted the Govardhan Puja and proved for all times, surrender unto me and I will protect you. You don't need to be afraid even of the apocalyptic rain flood which Indra sent. And see, Indra, who sends forth rain, was highly agitated when Krishna stopped the Indra puja, the worship of Indra, and he became so angry at the Brijbasis who followed Krishna's order to stop that yagya, and that he sent the same clouds which are used to destroy the universe to totally, you know, drown Braj. When it started to rain, one account says that Krishna was in Paita. That's within viewing distance of Giriraj, and he's told his friends, there's a deluge of water, we have to do something, I will lift up Giriraj. So the friend said, don't do this, when Giriraj slips from your finger, it will fall on you and on everyone else. We don't think you are strong enough. Krishna said, give me a chance to prove my strength. And the boy said, yes. So Krishna went to a nearby tree, which was very ancient and old, and took two of the thickest branches and twisted them around. Still, you can go and see these twisted trees. At least I have seen them maybe 30 years ago. They should be still there. So the cowherd boy said, okay. So Krishna ran to Giriraj. He dug a little tunnel and then lifted the entire mountain. At that time, Giriraj was huge, but he did not fall from the left or from the right. Yes, one or two shilas fell, but the mountain stayed as if he was weightless, and Krishna invited all his devotees to come and take shelter under this huge mountain. He had arranged everything for them. Pastures with nice wheat and grains for the cows, houses for the Brijbasis, neither the cows nor the Brijbasis took advantage of these luxury accommodations. They spent 7 days and nights just gazing at Krishna and soaking their souls in the beautiful darshan of Krishna. In fact, they were very grateful because otherwise on normal days Krishna would leave Vrindavan village in the morning and return only in the evening after a whole day had gone by. But now, day and night, they looked at Krishna's beautiful limbs. And do you know what? They were not bored at all. When we look at objects in the world, after some time, the color will fade and we develop some vairagya. We don't see the illusory colors any longer. We become satiated. But with Krishna, the longer you look, the longer you chant his holy names, the more you engage with him, he becomes more and more fascinating. So devotees celebrate today how Krishna protected them by lifting the mountain. They place great value into this day because they also like to remember that by taking exclusive shelter in Krishna, not in money, not in intelligence, not in your own strengths, not in your connections, but just in Krishna, all problems will be solved. We will be celebrating Govardhan Puja right at the hill. Maybe we can put some photos where we have arranged some Giriya Shilas, and we will celebrate, sing and dance, maybe have a theater play. Yes, we celebrate Krishna. See you for tomorrow.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama.